During his roughly 45-minute speech, Hickenlooper highlighted many of his budget proposals, such as giving more money to higher education and K-12 schools. He also pledged to look at ways to creatively fund roads and bridges, and threw his support behind a felony DUI law. Colorado was one of four states without one.
We will work with you on a felony DUI law that brings justice to drivers who repeatedly drink and drive. Another way to do this.
Last year, a bipartisan DUI proposal cleared the State House but failed in the Senate. Republican Representative Polly Lawrence of Roxborough Park is glad the governor's backing it.
I was pleased to hear him recognize the need. I think that's an ongoing problem that we have in Colorado, and I'd like to see that addressed.
It was Hickenlooper's fifth State of the State address, and it also marks the beginning of his second term in office. Republican House Minority Leader Brian Del Grosso of Loveland says the optimistic tone and lack of specifics reflect the political dynamic in the state.
It's a split legislature. I think he kind of recognized that in his speech. I don't think you heard too many things that were very controversial at all, and so it was just kind of a middle of the road, kind of a let's all feel good and let's all get along type of speech.
The new Senate President, Bill Cabman of Colorado Springs, also praised the speech.
It's a really good speech. He is the chief marketing officer of the state. Very favorable, very positive, very consistent messages with things that were touched on in both chambers on opening day last week. I think this speech was encouraging collaboration and not confrontation.
The governor did give lawmakers a call to action. He challenged them to take a hard look at how the state's constitutional spending increases and mandated revenue caps are in conflict.
If we do nothing, if we pretend the future will take care of itself, and we're back here in 2 years facing what was clearly an avoidable crisis, history will show that we failed future generations of Coloradans. Some people want to get rid of Tabor. Some people want to get rid of Amendment 23. Others want to get rid of Gallagher. There's no shortage of thorns in this fiscal thicket.
But Hickenlooper didn't highlight details on how he wants to tackle the problem.
I thought his call to get together and try to solve that problem was very encouraging. I think we have to have a broader discussion, not just in the Capitol here, but with civic leaders and business leaders and others.
That's Democratic Speaker of the House, Dickie Lee Hollinghorst of Boulder. The state did commission a study on fiscal constraints several years ago, but Senate President Cabman notes that ultimately nothing happened.
Everybody came to the table willing to concede the position that other people had, never their own. That's going to have to change.
While the speech was light on policy specifics, Hickenlooper did weigh in on several issues. He says he supports relaxing some testing standards for public school children, but says math and English assessments in high schools are especially essential. He also plans to continue pushing the federal government to allow banking for the marijuana industry.
One of the ongoing public safety concerns is that the marijuana industry operates almost strictly in cash without traditional forms of banking. Cash-only businesses invite corruption. Just look at the history of prohibition.
On a lighter note, Hickenlooper is creating a new initiative called Colorado Beautiful to identify the most critical open spaces to protect. He says Colorado will also craft a statewide recreational trails system, and he announced the launch of a bike health initiative. It will create public data to track bike trails and seek feedback from cyclists. It will also try to get money for more bike infrastructure and to connect routes around the tallest mountains in Colorado. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.